You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. At Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat meats, home-cooked vegetables, and homemade desserts. Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant is located in Rogersville, Alabama. Fuquay's can also take care of your catering and party needs. Check them out on Facebook or give them a call at 256-607-7120. A new location is coming soon to Hartsville, Alabama, so stay tuned.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm. Located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Hey, everybody. This is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today. The point and objective of The Mark White Show always has been to try to help people where they're at. Currently, we have a young lady named Allie who is battling cancer, and Amanda Hines reached out to me about the situation with the Milstead family. Allie's situation is a 13-year-old, and I told Amanda, let's have a show about this and let's share with our listeners today what's going on with this family. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Amanda Hines.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for reaching out. As I said, this is the objective of the Mark White Show. When I can, try to bring awareness to the situations that people are facing. And in this particular situation, the Milstead family is going through a lot. with this 13-year-old Allie who's now battling this form of cancer.
Yes, sir.
How do you know the Milstead family?
My father and her father were preachers together in the same denomination for many years, and it would be Allie's grandfather and my father. And then Allie's mother and I were teenagers together, and now our children are growing up together. And so you could say we've known each other for every bit of 40 plus years.
And knowing someone that long, you go through the good, the bad, and the ugly, right?
That's exactly right.
And you stick with each other through thick and thin. That's what friends are for, and that's what it's about.
Yes, sir.
The form of cancer is medulloblastoma, and it's an aggressive form of brain cancer from what I understand.
Yes, sir. It blocked one of the ventricles of her brain, and she began to have headaches. Thankfully, they caught it in time to where it had not spread. Usually by the time they catch that type of cancer, it's already spread into other parts of the body. But because she had been having headaches, her mom took her in and had tests run, and that's when they found the cancer.
One of the posts that you had sent me, Amanda, dated back to May the 10th. How long has Allie and her family been going through this?
About that long. It was, I believe, the last part of April, early part of May, when they found it out.
And pretty quickly, it sounds like financial difficulties came with the diagnosis.
Yes, sir. They have run a kind of like a teaching farm. A lot of homeschool families go and learn about what it takes to run a farm. She also runs a herd share program. And that's what mom does for a living. She teaches, they have cows, they have chickens, all manner of livestock. And so as a result of, literally every day having to drive from Pell City to Birmingham for treatment every single day, that obviously, if you're a farmer or farming, that's not going to be possible anymore.
So some may know this family through Hidden Lake Farm in Pell City,
yes.
Correct?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
How long have they been doing that?
I would say 2 or 3 years, maybe as long as 5. It's been Mom Bethany's dream for many, many years. And, it was finally starting to show, all of the hard work she had put into it. And now, as we do for our children, sometimes we got to put dreams on pause.
As I was just thinking here, I've always understood that for most businesses, it takes about 5 years to establish yourself. And so if she's been around for about 5 years, she's just now getting to the fruits of her labor. And here we have a situation that's come up with Allie and this brain cancer and the battle that's now ahead of them. I know that there's no farm, there's no building or anything that is worth more than this young lady's life right now.
Exactly.
What all do you know of that has been organized so far to support the Milstead family?
Currently, there is a GoFundMe account that has been established and is actually been shared. It is on Bethany's page. I believe it's also on their Hidden Lake farm page. And several friends have shared it. Then there's also, we have where you can do donations through Venmo and PayPal. My daughter and I have ordered the support bands for Allie. Those are $5 each. And some other family members have gotten t-shirts together. I'm currently unaware of who heads that up, but I can find that out. There's also, we've been in touch with several people around the Pell City, Talladega, Oxford area, and there's talks of possible car washes. We've gotten in touch with some chapters of some of the motorcycle clubs to see if something could be done. There's talks of a car show. Not a lot has been, put in stone yet because it's still so early. But there will be many things going on this summer if we can get it to work.
So what we're talking about right now, Amanda, is a community effort, people coming together to support this family.
Correct. Like you had said, the farm had just gotten off the ground. They were doing like a farm to table initiative, you know, classes on chickens and butter making and things like that. And that's all been cut short. So whatever ways we can help, I know right now it's mainly just family and a few close friends. And I've told them I'm available at their disposal to head anything up.
I love the fact that you told me that you were going to organize some things through the summer, because that's what it takes, is people stepping up to say, we're going mm-hmm. to lead this, so that someone goes ahead and takes the initiative, and then people will jump in and they'll want to help this family. Right now, there are a lot of people who aren't aware of the Milstead's need. And obviously that's why you're on the show now, is to try to bring an awareness to more people. And then what hopefully will happen is more people who don't even know the family, but they just care about a 13-year-old girl who's battling this and the family and their situation, and they'll want to help.
Exactly. And this is Alabama.
You're exactly right.
We have to take care of our own.
A wonderful state to live in, and great people who support in time of need. It's been a wonderful experience for me to have so many people that I have met who step into these roles to lead organizations and foundations and charity efforts. And it's just a great thing to see so many people who want to help when people are struggling like this.
Yes. I'm hoping in the next couple of weeks to set up a page all about Alley updates, and then we can share it to your website if that's possible.
Absolutely. We're here to do that, and we're going to start sharing the fundraising effort. And if you'll stick with me, Amanda, let's go into another segment. We'll again tell people how to support. Maybe there are those who want to reach out to you. Maybe they have some ideas to help the family financially, okay?
Absolutely.
Folks, I hope you'll stick with us as I talk to Amanda Hines, and we are helping this very special family, the Milstead family, and 13-year-old Allie, who's been diagnosed with an aggressive form of brain cancer. We want to support this family through prayers financially. I know that you'll want to help as well. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Does throwing away glass make you feel guilty? Now there's a better way to keep Alabama beautiful, and it doesn't involve being taxed involuntarily like other recycling programs do now. Phoenix Glass Recycling is a local small business serving all of Madison County that comes directly to you once a month for as little as $8.25. You can sign up now at phoenixglassrecycling.com, or if you live outside of Madison County, subscribe to their newsletter to be notified when service is available in your area.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. TNTfireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am speaking with Amanda Hines right now. She reached out to me through the Mark White Show Facebook page and shared about the Milstead family. She shared about 13-year-old Allie, who is currently battling brain cancer. This is a form of cancer that's aggressive. It's medulloblastoma. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Amanda Hines.
Thank you for having me, Mark.
So the farm, as we talked about, different animals are having to be sold to raise money for the traveling expenses, for the expense of being able to treat Allie during this time. Those are unexpected expenses that people have when a diagnosis like this comes about. A 13-year-old, you don't typically expect something like this to happen.
Correct. They're traveling 5 days a week, about 45 minutes one way to Birmingham for treatment every day. For numerous weeks.
I know that there are some organizations out there who are focused on supporting families with gas money, maybe lodging expenses, and I will try to research that a little bit and connect some more with you about maybe some opportunities for connection of the Milstead family with some nonprofits who may can help. But right now we're talking to listeners about how they can help financially support the family. There's a GoFundMe been established. And I looked it up, the GoFundMe, if they go to GoFundMe.com, they can search Support the Milstead Family. That is GoFundMe.com, search Support the Milstead Family, and Milstead is spelled M-I-L-S-T-E-A-D, and that's the GoFundMe. And then also, you have a couple of apps that people can donate through, like Venmo, right?
Right. Her Venmo account is actually Bethany Milstead 90.
Great. And was there one more that you mentioned, or was it just Venmo?
She has PayPal as well, and that is BethanyMilstead@yahoo.com.
BethanyMilstead@yahoo.com.
Correct.
Amanda, you're a great friend to this family, and I appreciate the fact that you're willing to support them during this time. And any ideas that people may have, if they wanted to reach out to you and say, I've got a suggestion for a fundraiser, how would they do that?
Right now, I don't have anything set up, but here within the next couple of days, I'm hoping to have a Facebook page set up. Probably going to title it Allie Updates. If they wanted to look me up there, I would be happy, very happy to take any suggestions, any help that we can have come our way.
And you want to call it Allie Updates?
Yes, sir.
And Allie is spelled A-L-L-I-E?
That's correct.
All right. Do you have an email address where someone could reach out to you?
They can reach me at bigbluetruck2009@yahoo.com, and that's all spelled out in lowercase. And I'd be happy to accept any help that we can get.
And Amanda, not to put you on the spot, you may have a message that you want to share with the family right now as they go through this, as a friend to Allie's mom, for as long as you've known her, have some thoughts that you want to share with them.
Well, a lot of what has stuck into my head lately is the verse that Allie, it's on her wristbands that she came out of her first surgery quoting to the nurses, and that's Mark 11:24, and it says, "Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. And it just blows my mind that a 13-year-old has such grounded faith in a very scary time. And she's been upbeat. She's been encouraging her sisters. You know, she's been more concerned about her family than her own well-being, even going into this scary episode. And her mom has been a rock. I know she doesn't feel like she's being a rock, but she has just really dug in and been open to what God has for their family. And if that includes pain, she has been open to it. And it really encouraged me because, you know, sometimes in the darkest parts of our lives, we don't know where to turn, but we always have that constant. And the fact that she's reaching out to the Father when a lot of people would give up, would despair, would get angry, that just shows you what kind of family they are.
Amanda, one of the things that happened when I was younger, when I was in the hospital, was I received a lot of cards. And this was back in the day when social media did not exist. And people sent cards, they sent letters, they sent small gifts. And it meant a lot to me. I still have a box of letters and cards that I received when I was about Allie's age. I was in the seventh grade when I had to go through my major surgery, and I was at home for 6 months. And I think it might be a good idea to have a card drive if we ultimately get an address and we can send cards and letters to Allie to let her know that people are caring about her and thinking about her.
I think she would love that. She, right after the diagnosis, the kids in Sunday school at their church, everyone had printed up their favorite scripture, and they were plastered all over the walls of her hospital room. I think that would just mean the world to her.
And you said she's currently staying at Children's Hospital?
She's currently at home, but they travel to Birmingham every day for treatment.
Okay. Every single day. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It'll take its toll on you.
It will. And that's a lot of driving. That's a lot of uprooting for the other kids in the family. You know, some of them are small. They don't understand everything. You know, it's as Bethany expressed in one of her posts, she says, what do you do when your 6-year-old says, is my sister going to die? How do you answer that? So it's not just mom and dad, you know, there's younger siblings.
How many siblings does Allie have?
She's one of four. It's a beautiful, beautiful, happy family.
Well, Amanda, we're going to try to help them however we can, and you stay in touch with me. Whatever
Absolutely.
Fundraiser you organize, opportunities that you have for my listeners and beyond, we'll try to share that. I'll try to reach out to other media outlets and see if they'll cover this to try to help the Milstead family as well, okay?
I really appreciate it, Mark.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Amanda, for sharing with me and sharing about this wonderful family that lives in Pell City. We want to try to help Bethany and her family and Allie as she goes through this battle. We're in prayer for the family, as also concerned about their financial situation to support the GoFundMe. And people who are listening right now, again, the GoFundMe is GoFundMe.com and search support the Milstead family. And then if you would give the Venmo and PayPal one more time, Amanda.
Sure. Her Venmo is Bethany Milstead, and it's spelled BethanyMilstead90. And then the PayPal is BethanyMilstead@yahoo.com.
Again, Amanda, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show and sharing about your friends and your concern for them. And I just know everything's going to work out for the best for this family, and we're going to be here to support them along the way. Thank you for sharing about this with me.
Thank you so much for calling me. I really do appreciate it.
Absolutely. Special kind of hero, hero, no ordinary hero, talking about a hero, special kind of hero.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
This is Cammie Kotler, and I played Elizabeth on The Waltons. Cora's Corner is coming up next, so stick around to hear a wonderful story.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading The Beautiful Story Within Me, written by Kelly Wilson Mize and illustrated by Mark Breyer. And now, here's Cora White.
In the beginning, I was afraid of the dark place hidden in the shadow of the others. I was completely void of confidence, timid, and alone. But even then, there was a beautiful story within me. As a light emerged, my youth caught their attention. And when people took the time to look inside, they found a worth that extended beneath a shiny new exterior. My ideas were creative and meaningful because there was a beautiful story within me. Their approval gave me confidence. Even crowded among all the others, I was valued. My words brought happiness to many people. The people could empathize with me. They laughed and cried because I spoke to them in a way they understood. They were captivated, changed because of my existence. There was a beautiful story within me. But somewhere along the way, my strong, clear voice became nearly silent. My spine grew weak beneath the weight of all that had become expected of me, and a tattered experience began to define me. The years diminished my splendor. The novel charm that once drew others to me faded. But even then, when no one else knew it, I knew there was a beautiful story within me. Soon they overlooked me altogether. I felt unimportant, insignificant, and finally invisible. It became hard to remember a time when I had known anything but sorrow and dread. I thought everyone had forgotten me, and I was powerless to help myself. Yet somehow, even when I felt most alone, I did not give up. My hope wavered but did not fail, because deep down I still believed there was a beautiful story within me. To hear the rest of The Beautiful Story Within Me, go to kellywilsonmize.com. Mize is spelled M-I-Z-E.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White here on The Mark White Show. You can tune into Cora's Corner every Saturday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope you will share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White.
And Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life today.